Hello, it's the 18th of June, 2019, and we have the Hermit reversed and the Devil reversed and the Two of Swords. Don't look down. Stop me if I've told you this one before. But every time I see the blindfolded human on the Two of Swords, which is how I felt looking for my glasses all morning, balancing those long swords over each shoulder, I think of a tightrope walker. The goal is to get across the wire, that's all. The ground is a long way down there, and a fall is fatal. The line could break. The wind could kick up. The stage grip dude may have not rigged it right. Oh, so much could go wrong. I am not an aerialist, but I'll bet that's not the attitude they take before dancing across the wire. I'm not sure this analogy works at all, actually, but what I think I'm trying to say is that if you look for faults, cracks, leaks, and danger in the shadows, you'll find all of it. In the future position, this card of stalemate and of the suit of air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, with some Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn up in there, is talking about turning a blind eye in order to maintain the status quo. This card of the minor arcana in the future position is an absolute relief after the heaviness of the previous two major arcana in the present and past positions, the Hermit and the Devil, both in the reverse. The Hermit, Virgo, Aquarius, in number 9 of the major arcana, is in the past position, the influence that is passing away. Too much solitude can lead to isolation and sadness, a particular affliction of earth signs. Or, the number 9 being a number of completion, I would say, in the reverse would suggest the Hermit get a clock and a calendar. The Hermit is all about maintaining purity and health of body and mind, especially should one plan or hope to live a long time. And in the reverse, it may be that someone should have taken better care of their carcass. The Hermit's glowing lamp, ordinarily held high to shine a light through the snowy dark, is held down, or as the I Ching says, your light is hidden under a bushel, assuming it hasn't gone out entirely. I'm glad to see this in the past. The overall vibe at present is the reversed Devil, Capricorn Saturn, a heavy energy indeed, excess, materialism, obsession, overindulgence, fear, and being a slave to addictions and desires. The Hermit and the Devil have some history. It's complicated. All the way back to the Tree of Life and the Kabbalah, the Hermit Yod and the Devil Hod. I met a praying mantis named Yod, which is what made me look it up, and I wish I were lying. There is a major shift here. Monumental effort is being made to overcome some unhealthiness. The old fool reversed Hermit has possibly wasted his or her peak physical years, and the reversed Devil is no longer finding pleasure in what had always been tempting and titillating. One is a minimalist and the one is a glutton, basically. But they're both in the reverse today. This is being at a crossroads, but rather than throw a dart at a map, it would be better to take off the blindfold and face your own fears, flaws, and faults. You know, the ones you're always looking for. I don't see them.